This story, a racist passage from a popular Czech children's book, recently sparked a heated debate in the Czech media after a Romani activist asked for it to be withdrawn from the school curriculum. Thousands of Czechs publicly opposed the request, which was also dismissed as unjustified by some Romani organizations. But others believe the issue of racist undertones in some Czech literary works should be taken seriously. Jan Richter has the story.
Several generations of Czech children grew up reading about Mikesh the cat, Pašík the pig, and Bobeš the goat, and their human friends. Set in a small Bohemian village, these stories were written and illustrated by the famous Czech writer and painter Josef Lada in the 1930s. But recently, a Romani activist caused an uproar when he petitioned the Czech Education Ministry to remove the popular book from the curriculum. Václav Mikl from the NGO Roma Realia pointed to a passage in the book that describes Mikesh's kidnapping by a group of rough travelling folks and ends with a clear message to the reader. These people, dear children, were gypsies. The request sparked a wave of protests. Some 80,000 people joined a Facebook group in Mikesh's defense. Major Romani organizations distanced themselves from the request and blamed the media for fueling the controversy. And an aspiring politician even tried to use the issue in the election campaign. But political analyst and literary historian Bohumil Doležal says that while the request might have been over the top, Václav Mikl has a point.
It would be extremely unfortunate if this should overshadow the fact that there is a real problem. The passage from Mikesh the Cat is indeed problematic because it says all Romani steal, which is unacceptable. And from this point of view, I also believe that some Czechs overreacted to it.
There has been at least one case of a Czech children's book being rewritten to rid it of dubious content. The book Honzíkova cesta, or Honzík's journey, which was put out in the 1950s, describes the adventures of a small boy from the city visiting his grandparents in a village. Its post-1989 editions omitted all period vocabulary, including words such as comrade and cooperative. Czech-based German-Romani activist Markus Pape believes that in such cases, the education ministry should assist teachers in coping with these sensitive issues.
These kind of issues never led and should not lead to a ban of certain books or literature, but the Ministry of Education should just draw the attention of the teachers to such, let's say, controversial or problematic parts of literature and ask the teachers to explain this to the kids, how racism occurs, how it is promoted by literature, and how to deal with such statements that you can find in many books, and of course also about other minorities.
The debate whether or not Mikesh the Cat should be removed from the curriculum took an interesting turn when Prague-based Brazilian journalist Fabiano Golgo decided to test Czech's ability to see things from the Romani point of view. In an article for the online magazine Britské listy, he wrote that in Brazil, the phrase banho Czechu, or Czech bath, is used to suggest lack of hygiene.
What's interesting about the reaction from the Czech readers, and we are talking about high-end readers, Britské listy is read by university students, by people from the political and intellectual, even a priest, a well-known former priest reacted, only on this expression not being fair, according to them, meaning Czechs do not think. And the point of the article was, how do you feel, or how would you feel, if you found out that in a faraway country, your nation is synonym to lack of hygiene?
The NGO Roma Realia eventually withdrew its petition, while the Czech Education Ministry has appealed to Czech teachers to present such sensitive works into a contemporary context.
Fascinating stuff from Jan Richter there on the controversy over a Czech children's